This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Someone stole the Holy Eucharist from the Adoration Chapel at St. Mary's Parish on Merritt. Church officials say the theft actually happened back on December 29th. Police are currently investigating, and the Adoration Chapel is closed. There's plenty of open water on Lake Winnebago with only 6 weeks to go before the sturgeon spearing season begins. After a mild November and December, January started the very same way. Despite temperatures hovering around 30 degrees through next week, people remain optimistic a deep freeze will cover the lake with ice in time. According to the Winnebago County Health Department, we're seeing more COVID-19 cases in Oshkosh. The health department monitors our waste through the wastewater treatment plant. Health officials say that COVID levels are currently, quote, very high and expected to go even higher. If Winnebago County Executive John Damel has his way, we'll see more improvements at the county airport. In his capital improvement budget, Damel is proposing a new fire station at the airport and a replacement fire truck. The county is also looking at a number of upgrades at the Sunnyview Expo Center. Page 2, Lourdes Academy is planning an on-campus $4 million sports complex with field turf to host football, baseball, and softball. The complex would be just north of the school. The football field would include lights and bleachers. Fundraising will get underway very soon. The countdown is now on, 2 weeks to go until Oshkosh's Restaurant Week begins. The dates are January 18th through the 28th. Nearly 30 restaurants will be participating, offering special menu items and special prizes. Oshkosh police are asking for help locating a man missing since Christmas Eve. 27-year-old Aaron Daly is described as a black male, 6 foot tall, 130 pounds, last seen on Wisconsin Street. Tuesday is the deadline for candidates to file their paperwork for the upcoming spring election. Tim Hess has now announced his candidacy for the Oshkosh School Board, along with the incumbents Beth Wyman, Christopher Carnes, and Chris Wright. And a reminder to business owners, the Chamber wants your outlook for business in 2024. The Business Outlook Survey is available through the Chamber of Commerce. Deadline for the survey is January the 12th. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Herd open up a three-game homestand at the arena tomorrow night. Oshkosh's Ty Halliburton led the way with 31 points and 12 assists as the Pacers beat the Bucks again last night. And Lourdes Academy's girls basketball team is now ranked number 6 in Division 5. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. Have a great weekend. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.